God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God to which I would direct your attention is in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I shall read verses 1 to 9. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far, because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. It's a Friday, and I don't know how you are on Fridays, but it's possible to imagine that we've gotten a little bit tired. We've struggled through all the tasks that have been in front of us, some successfully, others not so successfully. It's snowing again, and we may be looking forward to the weekend as a way or a time to get away from it for a little while, or maybe a time to catch up. And we come to chapel to get a spiritual lift, get refreshed, be reassured of God's grace and forgiveness. And the text starts off with this long list of sins. Paul is kind of describing a situation of us and them. Have nothing to do with them who are guilty of all these sorts of things. I don't know what you heard, but it's very possible that as we read through the list that you began to feel just a little bit uncomfortable, because quite a large number of them fit us, and the them suddenly turns into us. We look at these things that are talking about people being lovers of themselves, and sometimes we feel that's us. Boastful, disobedient to parents. Oh, I can remember a lot of times when I was disobedient to parents. I go down through this whole long list, and one after another, it fits me. And perhaps you feel it fits you. And then there are those words of Paul that say, have nothing to do with this kind of people, and we're sort of left with the conclusion that maybe I ought not have anything to do with you, and you ought not have anything to do with me. Well, maybe there's a lot of truth to that. But the real solution to all that lies in the simple word repentance. That we come and we say to God, I'm sorry, I don't want to be this way, forgive me. And the ones that we ought not to have anything to do with are the ones for whom repentance is a distant occupation that they never think of turning to. But we get to feel just a little bit uncomfortable, and we know we're forgiven. But this text went on and said something else about that same kind of group of people, which just may be us, that they wind up opposing the word. Just as Johnnies and Jombries were opposing Moses, so these same kind of people who are guilty of all these things, they're winding up setting themselves against the word. And that you and I don't want to do. We want to be the proclaimers of the word. And yet a sensitive conscience any day of the week, not just on a Friday, can suddenly come face to face with the fact that sometimes we worry about the fact that our actions speak so loudly that people won't hear the word of God we're trying to proclaim. And we can get feeling awfully depressed. Oh God, who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? I'm in over my head. And we list all those things that weigh down upon us and oppress us. papers that are still to be written, struggling to learn Hebrew or Greek, trying to pass and worrying about a theological interview, field work, trying to do the right thing by your wife and the kids and having time for them, and there are some profs who just don't seem to understand that I got to be human once in a while. Where does it end? And on top of all that, now I'm suddenly confronted with the fact that my own sinfulness is getting in the way and causing problems of the very ministry that I want so earnestly to fulfill. And you can become exceedingly depressed. But it's Friday. And it's a good Friday. Because like a good Friday that we all know very well, God's grace comes to us and says, yes, all those things that you feel about yourself are true. You are in over your head. We are all basically inadequate for the task. But thanks be to God in what He has done for us in Jesus Christ, we're forgiven. And that forgiveness is not just for this list of things that are wrong, that we have loved money, that we've loved ourselves and been disobedient to parents and the whole list, but for the effect upon the proclamation of the Word of God, the damage that has been done. That too is covered by the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And God has looked and seen what He has to work with and has chosen us, called us with all of our weaknesses and frailties, but then said, I'm going to use you, and through the Holy Spirit, we're going to accomplish the salvation of people. It doesn't rest upon your shoulders. Whenever I am fortunate enough by God's grace to remember, my mind is filled with those words of Paul when he says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. This ministry that we have is accomplished through the Holy Spirit using word and sacrament and frail human beings. And there's grace enough for the forgiveness of our frailties, for all the things that stand as obstacles. And God's grace can come and change us and make us anew and make us better. But we don't have to put the pressure on ourselves unduly, because ultimately the bottom line is the fact that it is God who will save people. It is God who will take the message of forgiveness in Jesus Christ and touch the hearts of people and shape them and change them and make them new and comfort and console. And you and I, with our feet of clay, have been blessed, not burdened, blessed with a ministry to go in. Share that word with others. It's Friday, and it's a good Friday, because there was a good Friday, and an Easter, and an Ascension. And God's grace is for us again this day. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and your mind in faith unto life everlasting. Amen.
My covenant be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. No, there's no doubt about it. The words of Ephesians 5 give us the true picture of who we are in Christ, as individuals and as a community of believers. For Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her, that He might make her holy, cleansing her with the washing of water with the word, and to present her to Himself as a radiant church, without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. There is absolutely no doubt about it. We are God's bride, the bride of Christ. And the call to us this day is to be what we are. The call to us today is to be the bride of Christ, to lift up our heads from the quagmire of desolation and distress that is so often a part of our lives, to see the loving hands of our great bridegroom extended to us, to allow the Savior to wrap His loving arms around us and to hold us ever close to Himself. The call to us this day is to respond even as the Bride of Canticles responded. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my beloved among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. He has scattered me to his banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. My dear fellow redeemed, what great good news this is for us. We are the Bride of Christ, and the call is to be the Bride of Christ, to live as the Bride of Christ, faithful in every way. May this great good news be in our hearts and on our lips today and every day. God grant it for Jesus' sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.